Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 20th of January, recording at 8:34 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, it will not have escaped your attention that the year 2005 has started with rather nervous conditions for a number of markets. I remember I expressed some thoughts or concerns about a psychological connection with the tragedy that we saw on the 26th of December with that huge tsunami which devastated parts of Southern Asia and even Africa, reached Africa. Now, I don't want to belabor that, but the point that I made on at least a couple of occasions was that such an unexpected and destructive event as that just reminded everyone of the fragility of what we take for granted, such as nice, safe beach holidays. And it reminded me a little bit of that storm that had taken place that was only in the UK and other parts of Europe just a few days before the stock market crash of 1987. And I mentioned that I did most definitely say, look, I don't expect a stock market crash in here right now, but getting into the new year, we're into the end game as far as the stock market rally is concerned. Interest rates are moving up, the oil price is moving up. These are not positive factors, and we're also dealing with a secular bear market on Wall Street, in my view. Well, now, bottom line, though, I don't know whether this is just a consolidation, a pause that refreshes. And I see some reports coming in now that people are saying, well, take the S&P, it's back in a buying range, because I remember when it had broken upwards on moving through that resistance that we saw established during the second and third quarters of last year on the S&P. It was around the 1160 level, and when we come back down, we're sort of at 1177 right now, and that's coming back into a buy zone. Well, maybe, but we do need to see some fairly positive technical action to reaffirm that that global trend is healthy, and we're not getting it today. You might recall that on Tuesday, Wall Street opened soft and then closed at the highs of the day. Had quite a good rebound. And that looked like it might have broken the back of the little short-term retreat, or so many people felt. But most of those gains were retraced yesterday, and Wall Street's softer in here today, particularly on the NASDAQ, which is down 1%, having been clobbered by some disappointing figures from eBay, which had been really one of the darlings of the last 2 years. And so it's a huge downward dynamic on eBay. Now, again, as I've mentioned so many times, I'll just repeat again briefly, that virtually all stock markets roared out of 2004. Very, very good gains, quite persistent uptrends, really, from mid-August right through to the end of the year. And subsequently, we've seen plenty of divergence, and of course it's all been negative, diverging from those strong patterns. Some markets have remained strong, and the leaders, I suppose, in that respect are a number of Eastern European markets, and that's a good story. They've come into the European Union, the stock market, and a lot of investment managers have been re-weighting their portfolios somewhat to reflect that, where they've had European or European Union coverage, and those are thin markets. And the economic stories are good. A number of them have flat taxes. That's very bullish in my view, and it's a bit of a no-brainer that you will do better on the bottom line if you move a manufacturing plant from, say, Germany or France or Italy and push it over into some of the Eastern European countries. So, but to get back to the main theme, where we have seen divergence, it has been negative. This has certainly rung a lot of alarm bells with me, and it does make me feel that I really do need to be reweighting my portfolio, lightening positions, putting on some short hedges, and so on. And that's what I've been doing. Not panicking out of anything, partly because I really do like the long-term outlook for the sectors I'm in, mainly Asia, where I lightened a little bit, and also in some of the supply and elasticity equity investments. I like the Asian markets even more than those, so that's my greater weighting in that particular area. But I do maintain that, as I say, this to repeat myself, but just once on this point, this is the end game here for the stock market cycle, and rising interest rates are an important factor. Okay, what have we got going on here today? Japan was down, even the second section was down, although it's still been up 20 out of the last 22 days, but it looks a little overextended in the short term. And I'm glad I didn't roll my Nikkei long positions forward. I'm glad I took profit on that contract. And I hope it comes a bit lower in here, and there's a reasonable chance that it will. Europe is showing declines. That S&P MIB closed well off the lows of the day, but it was still down 89 points, and it's not followed through on the upside. This does not yet constitute an upside failure, because we'd need another downward dynamic to confirm that. And previously following new highs for the S&P MIB, that's the Italian index, it has seen a pause for a day or two and then continued on upwards. I think I said yesterday, or was it the day before, probably yesterday, that if it didn't start to react by Friday, that I would be closing that position, and I'd take the loss, even though that was only a hedge position. I don't see any need to come charging out of that in here today. I've got a short position in the DAX index. That's, I think, about unchanged or slightly in the money. I'll act conservatively on this. I don't want to load up with short positions in here right now, but I do feel that there is going to be a very good money-making opportunity on the downside in these stock market indices in 2005. The question on my mind is the time nigh right now, in other words, or are we going to see a lot of ranging and messing around here before markets take fright? I'd be more bearish if the U.S. bond market was weaker in response to those rising interest rates, but it's not in here right now. Well, what have we got? I mentioned that Europe had closed with mostly modest declines. All the European indices were down today with modest declines. And looking, I'm talking about now the developed Europe. About eight markets that I'm looking at here on the my Bloomberg screen. Wall Street's around the lows of the day, down 75 on the Dow, 9.5 on the S&P, and 25 on the NASDAQ. Remember that NASDAQ is important because it's a leader. It leads in both directions. It was a very good performer during the rally from off the August lows, and it has certainly led on the downside. I wish I'd kept my short position that I opened as soon as I'd come back into the office following the New Year's Day holiday, instead of shorting one day and taking a small profit the next. Okay, Treasury bonds, I mentioned, well, no, I didn't mention, but they're up a little bit in here today, 8:30 seconds. I think there's plenty of resistance up at these levels, but more importantly, a downward dynamic is needed to confirm an upside failure, reaffirm resistance at these levels, and we haven't seen that yet. In the currency markets, now we've had a stronger dollar in here today, and I'm just going to stop and have a relevant digression here for a moment. This is a difficult environment for making money. And if it's not proving that way for you, then more power to you. But I'm finding this environment really quite tricky. Part of the problem is that one day things look sort of reasonably bullish, next day things look sort of bearish. and therefore sentiment keeps changing back and forth. That undermines confidence generally and is a good definition of a ranging market, which is what we see for the most part. But the dollar is firmer here today, nudged slightly higher for the month against the euro. Most people look at it the other way around. So the euro retreated down to 129.22, currently 129.70.71. Not a lot of follow-through on this, but again, firmer dollar, 103.30 against the yen. So I can't say, as I've repeated before, that this dollar rally is over. I'd be surprised if it had a great deal of steam left in it. I know there's lots of talk about carry trades and unwinding the carry trades and huge core dollar short positions, but we've had enough ranging activity and so on, I think, to certainly have shaken out a number of those positions overall. But bottom line here, the dollar is still rallying, but it's a rally that's occurring mainly against the non-Asian currencies. Asian currencies, we've seen very, very little rally by the dollar against that group. Okay, metals. We saw, with the dollar stronger, we saw gold dip down to 420 again, where I maintain that it's a buy. Currently, it's recouped a lot of that, currently 422.35 as I speak. Silver's dipped in the last couple of days with this dollar rally. Pretty much all of the precious metals have been a little bit softer, but no heavy selling in here. Now, I face a dilemma, because having been complacent about my previous in-the-money gold futures trades in the February contract, I let that gain slip away, and I really was complacent because I could have easily put an in-the-money stop covering most of the position, and certainly an in-the-money stop covering the entire position, and didn't. Well, I didn't. And now, so do I roll this forward in a few days' time next week, as that comes up expiring to expiry date on my spread bet system, or not? And what I'm uneasy about is I can't say that the dollar's rally is over, and that would be a factor. When I look at the chart, we still haven't seen an upward dynamic by gold, which is necessary to indicate that this particular correction is over. But then again, I've been saying all along, based on chart evidence, that it was a good idea to buy gold after drops of $30 to $50. And we have seen gold fall back from, what was it, that's a sort of 455 level down to 417, 418. So that certainly brings it within my buying range. But I also look at that chart and I say, well, you know, it's not impossible we could see this get clipped a bit further, get the full $50 reaction. So in other words, getting close to the $400 level. But chances are I will roll it ahead, because I really do like this for the gold, for the long term, and I do think gold is a buy on setbacks, and that's what I've been doing for the last 3 years, and ditto in silver. And I'm not going to abandon that strategy in here yet, but stronger possibility of a stronger dollar this year will make trading more difficult if that's what we get. And I'm not looking for any big move, as you know, on the dollar, but I do think we'll see plenty of ranging. But as I say, I probably will roll that position forward. Now, other metals here. Base metals a bit mixed, but the best performer here today was the tin market. That closed up $175 at 7,800. I've still got a position there. Currently in the money following the rollover, but not in the money. But I had taken a loss on that rollover third month position. Okay, and natural gas. up a tiny bit in here today. Crude oil getting a little bit further reaction currently at 46.91. Have a splendid evening.